Let your Holy Spirit open our minds to your call to listen, for we know your holy word heals and reconciles your people. Amen. The gospel reading for today is Luke 14, 15 through 24, if you'd like to follow through in your Bibles. It's on page 1622. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the one who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God." Jesus replied, "A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests. At the time of the banquet, he sent his servant to tell those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is now ready.' But they all alike began to make excuses. The first said, 'I have just bought a field and I must go and see it. Please excuse me.' Another said, 'I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen and I'm on my way to char them out. Please excuse me.' Still another said, 'I just got married, so I can't come.' The servant came back and reported this to his master. Then the owner of the house became angry and ordered his servant, 'Go out quickly into the streets and alleys of the town and bring in the poor, the crippled, the blind, and the lame.' 'Sir,' the servant said, 'what you ordered has been done, but there is still room.' Then the master told his servant, 'Go out to the roads and country lanes and compel them to come in so that my house will be full. I tell you, not one of those who were invited will get a taste of my banquet.'" The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Gracious Lord, you have offered us an invitation to the feast. We ask, Lord, that you would help us to accept that invitation, to invite others to be a part of it as well, so that we may sit in the feast that you have prepared with glory and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. So here we are again. Luke 14. Jesus has again been invited to have dinner with the Pharisees. And we know that the Pharisees had a bad dinner with Jesus last time. Y'all remember last week, right? Jesus sat at the dinner table with everybody, and he immediately started insulting everybody around the table. And at the end of that last meal, the Pharisees had decided that now it's time for us to figure out how we can get this guy out of here. So it's strange that Jesus is again at the table with the Pharisees. The Pharisees are living by the old adage, right? Keep your friends close, but your enemies closer, right? And one has to wonder why Jesus would accept an invitation from a group of people he clearly knew were out to get him. Why would Jesus place himself in such a vulnerable position again, knowing the intentions of his fellow guests? So here's the question. Did Jesus have a death wish? Or is Jesus teaching us something about what the kingdom of God is like? Y'all know, how many of y'all have met here memorized Psalm 23? Some of y'all have it right in your head, yeah? Yeah, a lot of y'all do. Verse 5, who can say verse 5 for me? Nancy, can you tell me verse 5? Oh, who set it up here? Who set it up here? Start at the beginning and get to verse 5. Thou preparest. Who can do that part?
Thou preparest a table in the sight of mine enemies.
What? What? Thou preparest a table at the sight, at the place, what did it say? In the sight or in the presence of mine enemies. This right here is Jesus living out that verse in Psalm 23. Jesus sitting at table with his enemies, showing us that at table, we are invited to dine with those we love and those that we don't. And we do that because God's grace is greater than any of our differences, any of our disagreements. And Jesus is showing what it looks like to eat at God's table, setting aside that which divides to unite around one table, the Lord's table. He accepts the invitation because he's showing us what it is like to be at God's table. So what happens? He gets to the table. Jesus teaches those about humility and hospitality earlier in the chapter. He tells them, avoid the seats of honor. Offer the seats of honor to the invited guests that are lower than you. Invite those to the table who cannot pay you back. And after teaching this, one of the dinner guests, in a burst of false confidence, says, yeah, Jesus, blessed is anyone who will eat the bread in the kingdom of God. He's really excited. This statement is the equivalent of the bumper sticker you may have seen out there. In case of rapture, this car will be unmanned. Y'all have seen that one? Like that bumper sticker, this guy is very sure of his salvation status. He is quite sure of his position at God's table, right? And this statement sparks a parable from Jesus, a parable all about invitation. Invitations to the table. So I'm going to take you on a little journey. Y'all ready? Here we go. All right. First, I want you to all imagine you are fantastically wealthy. Imagine. You got that in your head yet? You got that in your head? Feels good, right? Feels real good. Oh, yeah. I don't got to think about sushi. I can go get sushi. I need new shoes. I can get new shoes. All right. I'm wealthy. Okay, here we go. Shoes and sushi. Those are my two things. Really, though, right, Ann? Yeah, Ann says, yeah. All right. You're hosting an incredibly expensive wedding at your home, and you've got a nice house, and you can host a really nice wedding, okay? And I'm talking fancy with a capital F, okay? Fancy, fancy. And the guests will be greeted at the driveway. They'll be given a delicious cocktail, and then they'll spill it all over themselves because you're taking them by horseback to the wedding site, right? Beautiful. A beautiful horse, beautiful cocktail. Men, you better be in tuxedos, right? Women, cocktail dresses, the nicest formal cocktail dresses, just not anything you put on your closet. I want to see something nice, okay? And when the guests get there, when you look around what you have prepared, you say, I have spared no expense for this wedding of my child, and it shows. And this is, I'm talking fancy. I mean, you guys, listen, you don't understand. The men, when they have their little time before the wedding, they're getting together, they're having cigars and brandy. Oh, man. This is, I mean, aged brandy, you know what I'm saying? The real stuff. Okay? All right. So, the wedding is about to get going. This is, you know, you're 30 minutes ahead of time, and 30 minutes is when people start showing up. Those horses better be moving back. They better be pouring the cocktails, right? Except all the guests who RSVP'd just a couple months ago now aren't showing up. You have some of your wedding people start putting the calls out. They got their phone. They got their cell phone out. They're dialing their numbers. Where are you? The champagne is ready. The hors d'oeuvres and the cocktails are prepared. What's up? I have horses. Horses. one after another, the invited guests tell you, oh, you know, really wanted to be there, but life happened. I have some important business. I really can't get out of it. I got to take care of it now. I'm so sorry. I just can't make it. You get mad. You get mad. We've spent a year planning this thing. Do you know how much time, how much money I'm in on this? This better be the greatest wedding of all time. So what do? Well, you tell your wedding planner, I need you to go into town and I need you to find some hungry people. So what do? You go to the local McDonald's. You go out there, or as my son calls it, old McDonald's. And you go, you go to the McDonald's and you tell everybody, hey, I got a banquet, I got a party, come on in. And everybody looks at you like you're a crazy person. I'm ordering a Happy Meal and you're telling me that I'm going to get a cocktail on horseback? Okay, you have to convince them. So you tell the wedding people, they start showing up. Well, there's not enough people at McDonald's. This isn't one of those double-decker McDonald's like they have in London, okay? This is just a regular McDonald's. So you got to figure out what you're going to do. So you tell your people, you got to go out and get more people. So what do? They go to the homeless shelter. They grab those people. They go to the old folks home, the nursing home. They grab those people. They go to the drug rehab facility. They go grab those people. Stop the cocktails. Right? Hold them. And they tell all these people, everybody, at this, all these people that they have invited, the least and the broken among us, and they tell them, come and enjoy the feast. This is what it means to be at the great banquet. This is what it means to hear this story today. Religious people are the ones who RSVP'd and now have an excuse about why we can't make it. In the original parable, the guests who declined the invitation all had legitimate excuses. I mean, I don't think they were great, but they were fine, right? I bought a piece of land. I got to go check it out. Why haven't you looked at the piece of land you bought before you bought it, right? But still, okay, I got it. Maybe it's a big piece of land. Purchase some farm animals. I'm going to go test them out. I got married. All right. Great. They're not bad excuses. They're not sinful excuses, right? The mistake did guests make are believing that the current situation that they're having right now is more important than the great banquet. It's a question of priority, right? Is this important to you or not? Because life is going to give you plenty of good options. For example, when I go to Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream in Columbus, Ohio. Oh, Jenny's. I love Jenny's. And Ann and I go whenever, literally every time we go to Columbus, we pretty much stop at Jenny's. Okay, you go in there, every flavor in that place would be satisfying. They're all good options. Every one of them, right? You could taste this all and be like, this is going to satisfy my Jenny's urge. Like, I really want this. But the people at Jenny's take home every ice cream. I mean, they will, but you'll get sick and you will be eat it all. You have to choose, right? You choose. So much of life is like this. It's not always about choosing between right and wrong, though we have to do a lot of that. So much of life is about choosing from this option to this option. They're decent options. They're not evil. They're not sinful. They're just decisions we have to make about our life. Am I going to spend Saturday cleaning the house or going shoe shopping? I need to do both. We have to make decisions. priorities? Does God have priority in your life? Does God have priority over your best plans? Not only just your worst plans, but your best plans, the things that you are really excited about. What in your life holds more value to you than accepting the invitation to God's table? Maybe it's your stuff, your possessions, your job, strivings for a promotion. Maybe it's your expectations about how your life should go. Any of this can prevent you from showing up to the banquet you have been invited to. Do not allow these well-argued, good-intentioned plans prevent you back from accepting the invitation to God's. Because the reality is for all of us that life will always get in the way. Right? You all know this. There are things that are always going to be pulling you in a whole bunch of different directions. And any day, you could decide to go down those paths. And they wouldn't be bad. But do they get in the way of you accepting the invitation that brings new life, new grace, a new orientation? The reality is God is going to invite everybody to the table. This is what I was telling the kids, right? Everyone's going to get an invitation. God wants us all to be here. The people we ignore or count on as less than will respond to this call, and they will hear it for what it truly is. In Scripture, it is always the poor, the broken, who are most readily respond to the invitation from Jesus. And we, the people of spiritual and physical privilege, will miss it because we had too much going on in our lives. Busyness consumed us, and we failed to recognize the importance of the invitation, and we missed the party. All right, let's go on another journey. Y'all ready? Okay, let's do it. No, Gray, I'm not ready for another journey. You're all in Times Square. How many, y'all been in Times Square? Hopefully many of y'all have been. It is Disney World. I mean, it literally is Disney World, okay? Like, you go there, and there are thousands of options. But you're in Times Square because you're there to get Broadway tickets. And you're there to get last-minute Broadway tickets, right, Maggie? You know all about that. Got to go to the ticket booth, right, the tickets booth, and you got to stand in line, and you got to hope they got the show you want. But you got to get there first. And let me tell you, Times Square is offering you a lot of interesting and fun options. Some good, interesting restaurants, some interesting stores that you can literally get lost in. But you're focused. You stay focused, and you get to the tickets booth. Stand in line. You got your tickets to your show. Yes! I'm so excited. I got, like, really cheap tickets to an expensive show. This is exciting. You wait until the show starts. You get to the theater, and you start to look around, and you start to see all of these high school students surrounding you at the theater. And these are kids from urban and rural high schools that were bussed in all to see the show. And you ask one of the kids, what's up? What are you doing here? We're here to see the show. The guy who put on the show made all these tickets available for us to get in, because we would never be able to afford a Broadway show. Oh boy, you think, how is this gonna go? But you go in, And together, you paying the cheap price, together with the people who paid full price, together with the people who paid absolutely nothing to get to see this incredible show, and you experience this together, full of songs, joy, sorrow, flashes of insight, flashes of grace. This is God's table. This is what it means to be at God's table. Whenever I lead communion, I use these words. So come to the table of grace. Come because it is the Lord who invites you. It is God's will that you should meet God here in this place. The table is made ready. All are welcome. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.